When you run across a building named the Elephant Hotel, well, there's probably going to be an interesting story behind the place. It's part of our Best of 2019 series, and the unique tale is this edition of the American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
You may have heard about our upcoming listener trip to Hawaii, February 3rd through 12th. The trip is filling up, so don't miss out, and you can still get the $200 sign-up bonus. It's a three-island tour that includes iconic sites like Pearl Harbor, Volcanoes National Park, and will take in sites with agricultural highlights such as a coffee plantation, Maui Gold Pineapple Company, and a tropical fruit farm. We'll stay in top-notch hotels, and your airfare and many meals are included. Don't miss out. Get more info by calling Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or go to AmericanCountryside.com. Click on the link on the right side of the page. In Somers, New York, you find an old two-story brick building with an elephant perched high upon a pole in the front yard. You know, there's got to be a story to go along with something like that.
The Elephant Hotel was built sometime between 1820 and 1825, over a period of years, by Hakaliah Bailey in memory of his first elephant, Old Bet.
Grace Zimmerman is speaking of Hakaliah Bailey, a local farmer who's some credit with bringing the first elephant to the U.S. He began traveling animal menageries that toured from town to town.
So it was a stagecoach stop. It was a tavern. At one point, it was a bank. It was the second oldest bank in Westchester County. But probably most importantly to this building historically was the formation of an organization called the Zoological Institute.
The group was formed by owners of the local animal menageries who had traveling shows in the 1830s.
The men gathered, over 100 of them, and signed a document, the Articles of Incorporation, in this building, and they met here on a regular basis, and they were trying to control, in a sense, the different routes that these people had because it had become so lucrative and competitive.
Sarah Johnson helps chronicle the story as well as the Putnam County historian in Brewster, New York.
I always think about what seeing one of these shows must have been like for people who, you know, had only seen farm animals or, you know, the woodland creatures that are all around us. It must have been a really extraordinary experience to be able to see an elephant or a lion or a tiger or any kind of big cat.
You can still visit the Elephant Hotel today and the Historical Society housed on the top floor of the building. Traveling the countryside in Somers, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.